You know, with a great quarterback like him, there is no one key because, you know, there is no one way to stop a great quarterback like himself. You know, some people would say pressure him, but he can hurt you there. Drop a lot of guys, he can hurt you there. You know, that's why he's a great quarterback. There's not one way to play him. You just got to mix it. I mean, the only guy that even comes close to his release over the years is Dan Marino. And I think his is better than Marino's was. So, no, he's gifted with a great release. And it's, you know, played, coached against him a lot and seen a lot of tape of him, and you're never ceases to amaze you. You know, you just got to play him. The one thing about this offense, you know, Rodgers spreads the ball around. There isn't one guy you got to stop. You know, you can try, if you stop one receiver, he'll throw it to the other one. You know, he's going to run their offense and throw to the guy based upon what he sees. He doesn't have a particular favorite. You know, he just runs the offense, and if you focus most of your attention on one guy, he'll be throwing at other places. Just that he really made a lot of progress every day. It was never too big for him. We'll see how he does on Sunday against Rodgers and that great offense. But he's just done a good job right from day one till now. And I think he'll do fine on Sunday.
What does he do best in your mind?
Just play his position. I don't think there's any one thing that he does best. He just looks like an NFL safety should look in all phases, and hopefully he'll show that to you. I don't know that you'll get too wrapped up in the emotions. It's just, it's going to tell me where we're at exactly. The preseason is an indicator, but not a great indicator always. So it will give us a measuring stick and see where we're at heading into week two. You know, don't get over blown with what one game may or may not tell you, but it does tell you where you're at and where you need to correct things.